Our slogan at this radio station is to be your daily companion in the search for meaning. So many people searching for meaning. So many people wondering, what on earth am I here for? Just looking at the newer generation and the things that they do to say, well, I've conquered that. I've done that. Nobody else has done that. I'm just thinking of this guy who has run the complete continent of Africa, from Cape Town to Tunisia, the very top of Tunisia. And I'm absolutely astounded by the human spirit. But then again, God has laid a very particular scripture on my heart to share with you this morning. It's a beautiful, beautiful scripture. I want to read it to you first. It says, I look up to the hills. I look up to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not let you stumble. The one who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel never slumbers, nor does he sleep. The Lord himself watches over you. Isn't it beautiful words for this Monday morning? To know that God himself is keeping guard over you and watches over you. The Bible says the Lord stands beside you as your protective shade. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by light. The Lord keeps you from all harm and watches over your life. The Lord keep watch over you as you come and go, both now and forever. I've read to you from the New Living Translation. A lot of people know it from King James, but I've read from the New Living Translation, and it is such a privilege to share with you this morning, because even this past weekend, as somebody spoke Psalms 121 into my life, I'm fully aware that the world around us is awash with anguished cries from humans in need. You just have to look at the world around us, the amount of people that has gone to bed hunger, struggling with hunger last night. And while on a grueling uphill pilgrimage to Jerusalem, it's the psalmist that asks, where does my help come from? Where does my help come from? This guy was merely walking uphill. And he cries out to the heavens, where does my help come from? Suffering in desolation and misery, Job wondered, does not one in a heap of ruins stretch out his hand and in his disaster cry for help? It's just the way we are wired. In Job 30 and verse 24, Job acknowledged that. I stand in the assembly and I cry for help. So much poverty, so much unemployment in this country, in this world that we live in. So much war, famine, monsoon, flash floods, war, earthquakes. The Bible says, from the deep in the realm of the dead, I called for help. A prayer prayed by Jonah from his underwater prison cell inside the belly of the great fish. Maybe that's where you are this morning. The ICU ward full of people literally clinging to life. Where can I go for help? Where can I go for help? So many with aches and pains this morning. Where does my help come from? You see, there's a universal appeal for help. It's from in the heart of humanity. It's a widespread plea. And you know what the answer is to that widespread plea? Here it is. My help comes from the Lord. I follow the wars in the Middle East intently and read everything that I can about it because the Jewish nation is celebrating Passover at the moment. And I'm seeing the hand of this unseen God, this omniscient, all-powerful, majestic God. Hoe die klein seentjie gesê, wat is sy adres, dat ek aan sy deur kan gaan klop, en dankie sê. Wie weet waar hy bly? Wie weet hoe hy lyk? En toch kan ons om deur die skrifte leer ken. And with the Passover, you know the story. A human being, Moses, and Aaron, that's gone to Pharaoh and said, let my people go, set them free from slavery. The Bible says Pharaoh had a hardened heart. And then this human being would say to him, well, be ready. This calamity is coming. And it was clear that the Egyptians feared the plagues, but they did not fear the God of the plagues. They couldn't see him. They didn't know him. They didn't spend time with him. They didn't know where to find him. And here we are today, the Israeli nation celebrating Passover in the midst of a war. And I want to say, I have seen the living God in action. I have seen the living God in action. His hand over that little nation. When the psalmist says, my help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth, Psalms 121 verse 2, I can testify as a mere mortal, I have seen that. Not so long ago, when another country attacked them and more than 350 ballistic missiles, and you can conjure up all sorts of excuses as to why it didn't work and but not a single soul in Israel destroyed. My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. And as in the days of Pharaoh, God is still with the apple of his eye. God is still with his bride. God is still with his children. Perhaps better than any other passage in the Bible. Psalms 121. Illuminates how God, the all-powerful creator, the ever-present protector, is the only real and trustworthy source of help for you and I, for humankind, for us in this world. And no matter what the desires on your heart, and we have done this on this radio station, we would open and ask, what is it? If there's one thing you could ask of the Lord, what would that be? And our WhatsApp line would absolutely just explode with people full of requests. Lord, I'm trusting you for this. Lord, I'm trusting you for that. Lord, money. Lord, health. Lord, children. Lord, marriage. You see, the collective human call for help is a proof that we need a Savior. We need God. And the more so because of Romans 3 and verse 23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We need Him. We are born lost in our sin. That's why the world is in such a state. Isaiah 59 and verse 2. But your iniquities have made a separation between you and God, says Isaiah 59 and verse 2. It's our sin, our iniquities, our waywardness that have made a separation between us and God. And your sins, says the Bible, have hidden his face from you so that he does not hear. Yet, within the soul of every human being, God has placed an awareness of lack, a needing something more, an eternal longing. It's Ecclesiastes 3 and verse 11 that says, He has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, He has put eternity into man's heart. Do you know that you have eternity in your heart? Yet so that he cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end. Ecclesiastes 3 and verse 11. You see, deep inside, we know we cannot save ourselves. We can't do it on our own in this world. And therefore, when we wake up in the morning and you tune to 657 AM, where you know we preach the undiluted gospel, we bring you the Word of God, the life-giving Word of God, our hearts cry out to Him, rise up. Come to our help, Lord. Redeem us for the sake of your steadfast love. Where does my help come from? Where does my help come from? Is that what you're asking this morning? When you not know whether you're going to make it, have enough petrol to make it to work? Will there be a bus? Will there be a taxi to catch this morning? Will I still have a job? Lord, when am I going to get a job? I've sent out my CV to everybody that I can think of. Will you heal me, Lord? The doctor says there's no hope for me. When the psalmist speaks in a prayerful expectation, he trusted that the God, the Creator, was tirelessly watching over him. You know that same psalm I read it to you, that the God of Israel does not slumber, does not sleep, sleeplessly protecting you. And so the psalmist knew that the help that he longed for would come from God and God alone. Do you know the Bible says there's no other gods? Everything else but dust, stomper and klipper, beklaterde goud. Daar is nie ander gode nie. It is a ploy from Satan to steal your soul and the eternity that is meant with God, to steal it from you. And then God comes with these promises. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Do you believe that? If you do, say yes, Lord. I believe that, Lord. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleeps. And sadly, the reality remains that human tendency is to look for help in all the wrong places. Maybe my bank manager. Maybe my brother-in-law, my family will help me, will bail me out. Maybe I will find it in another woman, in another man, the happiness that I so desire in my marriage. And we try and solve our problems in our own strength and according to the wisdom of the world. There's a way that looks right unto man, but the end thereof leadeth to death. Not my words, the words of the Bible. And we phone our parents when we need somebody to bail us out. Who's got your back this morning? Who's got your back? We look to friends for companionship. A spouse to satisfy the longing in our souls. We seek success and self-esteem for our careers. We turn to drugs and alcohol to find the emptiness that inside of us cannot be filled. We attempt to find happiness, ways to cope by experimenting with everything the world has to offer. But you know what? All these solutions fall short. What we need most is to cry out, "Help me, Lord and my God. Save me according to your unfailing love." Psalms 109, verse 26. Have you ever cried out to the Lord? I know many a time in my 35 years of walking with the Lord, I have cried out to the Lord, "Help me, my God, please." And prior to that, with a sort of a religiosity, because I was taught from being little to go to church and that the Bible is the Word of God. But going to church doesn't make you a Christian. Once a blue moon reading your Bible doesn't make you a Christian. It is when you sincerely pour out your heart before this God, "Help me, Lord. Help me. Without you, I am nothing. I am lost. Save me according to your unfailing love." It's like the prophet Isaiah. We can stand firm, knowing where our help comes from. Or shall I say, whom it comes from. Because the sovereign Lord, the God of Israel, the God of our Bible, the God of Radio Pulpit, the God of South Africa, is my helper. I will not be disgraced. Therefore, I have set my face like a stone, determined to do His will. And I know that I will not be put to shame. Isaiah 50 and verse 7. Because the sovereign Lord helps me. Isaiah 50 and verse 7. I will not be disgraced. I have set my face like a stone, determined to do His will. Is that what you're saying this morning? Is that what you're praying? And I know that I will not be put to shame. Listen, my brother, my sister, the Lord is your keeper. I do not know what this day might bring, but I do know that this day is firmly in God's hand. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. No matter what you face this day, day or night, the Lord stands over us as a protective shield. I want to say, amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Through every trial and through every storm, God, Yahweh, Hashem, Elohim, the great I Am, the one who said to Moses, when he said, "Who shall I say, send me?" And he said to Moses, "Tell him, I Am, send you." The God who brought the plagues over Egypt, and on that final Passover, I can't help but think of these families, already all packed. And they, very much like you and I, have never seen this God. They believe in Him. They have seen wonders. They've just come out of incredible hardship. And this God, through Moses, has said, "Be packed. Be ready. Be ready. For this night, I will take you out of Egypt." I remember in 1989, on the 23rd of July, 10 to 11 that night, I left Egypt. I left my old self in Tambo's Kloof in Cape Town. And God took me out of the old world and renewed me and saved me. And here I sit this morning and I testify that His word is yes and amen. He is a true God. He is, how does Angus say, He's more real to me than you that I'm speaking to you right now. I want to say this to you. Our, yours and mine, our good and loving God will protect us from every evil. Turn to Him in the midst of the storm. He is the one that quietens the storm. He is still the one that addresses the wind and the stormy seas. He is the one that brings peace that surpasses all understanding. When you ask Him, if a believer should ask, where does my help come from? Can you offer them this remarkable assurance? At all times, no matter where you go, and for as long as you live, the Bible declares, your help comes from the living God. Your help comes from the living God. I trust that as you listen to these words over the radio this morning, that you'll be encouraged, that you can really and truly say, the God of Israel is my helper. Never has He failed me. Listen, in the 35 years that I've been a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, He is faithful and true, and He's always, always, always kept His promises. And so we will for you. He is the God of Israel, the God of our Bible, the God of South Africa, your God, my God, that never sleeps, that never slumbers. You prayed every prayer.